5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Every day's a new day, and today you got it tuned in and locked in with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, Season 2, Episode 26. It's our little Friday edition. You know it as Thursday on your calendar. Good afternoon, everybody. Another brisky, chilly, willy morning here, where we broadcast live from the Paradise City of Sarasota, Florida, Monday through Friday for 1 hour a day, baby. And we are past the speed bump that we know as Hump Day Wednesday, today, Thursday, Little Friday. We know it as. Check the numbers this morning off the damn chain. We got a new 14th city that has decided to opt in to your boy here. You have no problem finding the show. We broadcast live from the Anchor dashboard. You can go to Anchor Podcast, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya, Listen Notes. Truth of the matter is that you can go to any search engine, Google, Bing, Yahoo, AOL. You put in SRQ Talk Show and your boy's going to dominate the area there. We like for you to participate in the show. We don't take calls here. So our options, drop me an email, srqtalk@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail with the cool feature that we have on our website, srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. They'll give you 60 seconds to say your piece there. Whether you hate us like poison or whether you're going to have a love fest with us.
Whatever.
Either which way there, if it's any good, your boy Roy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous and play it on the air for you, man. Feeling good here on a little Friday, Thursday. Paradise woke up to about 59 degrees, a little chilly willy for the Florida. And I know right now Michigan and Ohio, which is damn listening off the chain, number two state in the whole United States. The most listenership comes out of Ohio, but of course Florida, baby, leads the pack. We got a 14th city. I like to welcome and say good morning to my 11 countries. What did he say?
Whatever.
11 countries. You heard it right, baby. And it all starts out from the highest rating internationally. It's those damn Roy's Rowdy Rebels from the UK and England and Wales. Baby, good morning or good evening to you. Located in Western Asia from the Arabian community, Qatar's on board and straight to second place in the ratings. And of course, they always arrive with a corona. Buenata de Mexico, followed by Germany, the Middle Eastern community of Turkey, and the one that we hold a soft spot in our heart because it was our first international city to ever drop in. And they've gone down in the ratings just because the other countries are listening more. But the great Irish community of Ireland, Asian community represents with Singapore, and of course we love beauty around here. That's why Colombia has decided to join in another country, the motherland of all Latin communities, España. Buenas tardes, Spain. Pomporero, Vica, Tole, do you a pala, Taleano, que bella. Italia, baby. And what rounds off the 11 countries, 12 with the United States, is the beautiful people from the Netherlands, baby, rounds off our international crowd. And I told you, we are absolutely damn off the chain in Florida. Florida is where we broadcast from, and then Ohio and way out west. I mean, west, young man. I mean, you got to go really west to the Emerald City of Seattle, where Washington is barely holding a lead because everything's big in Texas, including your boys' numbers. Texas threatening Washington for third place. And then, of course, we have the original 13 colony of Virginia, baby. And then from there, the leader of the toilet bowl there is Georgia. That used to be Mac on this show, but they've dropped severely in the ratings. And, of course, guess what, Jersey? We went 2-1 yesterday. We're back up to 56%. You're forced to say hi to us because that's socially acceptable in the gambling world. We hit 2 out of 3, and it should have been 3 out of 3, but we'll get into sports because we do an hour here daily, 30 minutes of top news, Florida news, local news. We bring Sarasota and Manatee County to the front of the line, and we got a lot to get to. But it would be remiss not to welcome Jersey, even though I'm really disappointed, and maybe they'll jump back on board once our percentages go up. And where I was born, New York, embarrassment. They're too cool for us. There's too much to do in New York, too much drug to clean up, or too much protest to attend. And then laid back out in Delano and Mountain View, Cali, baby. I'm going back to Cali. And we were a little saying what, but Nebraska and Lincoln amped up, listening to your boy Roy Oregon, and for the love of Dearborn, Michigan, baby, my only representative there. And I told you Western Michigan lay the 1.5, and that came in like butter. That's right, and we got a lot to get to, so let's get to it because your time flies with your boy Roy here. And what are we going to do? We're going to start off the show bringing it down, baby. The COVID-19 cases in Florida, FDOH reports in 8.1%. They got to be freaking out, man. This thing was at like 5% where they want to keep it. They do want to keep it under 10 at all costs, but it's creeping up every day. Up to 8.1 on the positivity rate in its Wednesday COVID-19 dashboard update. The state is reporting 87 game overs there, new deaths, and 7,783 new cases of the cooties. You heard it, 7,783. And this is since March that they've been taking the tally. And there has been 5,248 people labeled with the damn cooties in this state, man. We're close to 1 million before you know it. You know we like to keep it tight here in Sarasota and Manatee County and bring them to the front of the line. We already told you, Manatee, you went to the new exclusive club over there, the 15,000 club. No, it's not the Mile High Club. It's the damn cootie cases. You're at 15,147. That's an increase of, right off the bat, I can tell you it's an increase of 107 because yesterday you were at 15,040. Why do I remember? Because this is damn Mac Radio. New, fresh, local, worldwide, not your fake dreck. Okay, and in Sarasota, before you start raising your nose up and thinking you're all damn cool also, your total cases are at 11,620. Nothing to write home about. That's keeping you in the know. SRQ Talk, Little Friday, baby. Season 2, Episode 26. How you like us now? We're going to get straight to the news, man. There ain't no time to do anything. We're keeping the pedal to the metal and staying on the COVID-19 front. Sarasota Cares Assistant Program distributes fun. Listen up, man. This is about money. We put this right to the front of the line here. Sarasota County Cares Assistant Program announced Thursday that it has been distributing a whopping $27.1 million locally to support the community during the COVID-19 pandemic. As of November 16th, over $2.3 million in individual assistance has been paid to 757 households. Is Roy on that household? No, Roy didn't get a dime of that money yet. And over $23.1 million to 550 small businesses. Did Roy's small business get any? No, negative. The county's assistant program is on track to distribute a total of $49 million to small businesses and 7.5 5 million to individuals. Did you hear me? You better pull over. Stop looking at your damn phone. Pay attention. The county assistant program is on track to distribute a total of how much? 49 million, man, and to 550 small businesses. And the county's assistant program is on track to distribute a total of 7.5 million to damn individuals, man. That means you out there that listens to your boy Roy religiously here. The show today sponsored by Siesta Key Frog Hop, that 15 passenger Mac Daddy trolley open air that you can call by calling 844 Frog Hop. If you're staying on Siesta Key, you don't rent the car and you don't damn drink or drive, you fool. It's a island about 7 to 10 miles long. I don't know the width of it. We'd have to find out, but it's Mac Daddy. It's voted number one beach in America, is right there by Travel Magazine and tourists everywhere. Give them a call. Do yourself a favor. It's a free service, but you tip the driver handsomely. 844 Frog Hop. We thank them for sponsoring the show. Based on the applications already submitted, the county will succeed in distributing all the CARES funds as approved by the Sarasota County Board of County Commissioners. As a result of this success, the small business and individual assistant programs will pause on Thursday, November 19th. That's right. Oh, is that? That's a week before. That's today, man. Hey, what's going on here? During the pause, they're pausing. The timeout is called, man. During the pause, existing applicants will be able to view applications, but the program will not accept new applicants. County commissioners modified the CARES assistant program Wednesday, shifting dollars into the categories with the most need. I guess according to them, the board approves the following changes. Business assistant program modified to 49 million. Individual assistant program modified to 7.5 million. This is everything I just told you. Human services, nonprofits, subcategory of the water, food, and shelter program modified to 4 million. You weren't paying attention as usual. Human services, nonprofit subcategory of the water, food, and shelter program modified to 4 million. Health and medical nonprofits program modified to 6 million. Keeping you in the know, SRQ Talk. Your boy Roy, interact with me. Drop me an email, srqtalk@gmail.com. Or a voicemail by going to our website, srqtalk.com, and hitting the message button. And we're going to keep it moving here, baby. So, because what do we got here? That's good news. I'll leave that for later. I want all the bad and direct news up front to get it off all my negativity here, because it's a damn beautiful day here in paradise, man. Woke up to 59 degrees. It's at 64 now, man. That's ideal. And finally, the Manatee County Sheriff Office deputies are now wearing body cameras. Yeah, it's not a whatever, man. We want them to wear the damn body cameras, man. Hundreds of Manatee County Sheriff deputies are currently wearing body cameras. The cameras have sensors that turn on and instantly start recording when a deputy draws their weapon or turn on their siren lights. Lock it up. So the only way that the cameras go on is the police officer would have to draw his gun, or as soon as he puts on those sirens. Sheriff Rick Wells says that the body cameras will help give a full picture rather than a bystander cell phone video that went viral on social media. That's right. Rick Wells says that's what he thinks of the social media and people standing on the corner filming and editing to meet their damn agenda. You know, everyone's got an agenda except who? Except your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. There's always so much false information that's out there about a deputy during an encounter with a citizen. Oh, shut up, man. That's real bias of you, Mr. Wells. Come on, Wells. Let's clean this up. There's always so much false information that's out there about a deputy during an encounter with a citizen. We just want the truth to be exposed. We want the truth to be out there, regardless of what happened. We believe this will give a clear and accurate account of what took place. Yeah, that's just the damn obvious, man. Of course it will. What took so long to do it? This is a way to capture everything that went on during the encounter and not just 20 or 30 seconds of a phone video that you get on social media. All right, we agree with that, Wells. There you go, man. That's the great Rick Wells, Sheriff of Manatee County. Manatee County Sheriff's Office deputies have been wearing body cameras for about a month. Sheriff Wells says within that time, the sheriff's office was able to determine two complaints that were false because of the cameras. There you go, man. We caught your ass trying to get the cops in trouble, man, hitting them while they're down. This is a quote again from Wells, Sheriff Wells here. What I have found, the public wants to, they want to believe us, but they're not really sure what took place, and they hear about the false information. He says, that's right, man. We do want to believe you there, Rick. Manatee County Sheriff's Office signed a 10-year contract for $10.8 million with Axon. Man, I'm going to go and run and go buy Axon now on the stock market. You heard it here, SRQ. Talk keeping you in the know and making you money, because if you went with my picks yesterday, baby, you're a happy person getting up this morning. We're halfway through the first half hour of top news. Because your time flies here with your boy Roy. You know that, and that's why you keep tuning in. What else do we got here? AAA says fewer people will travel this holiday season because of the pandemic. But us? No, we're amped up. SRQ expects to continue and have a steady increase. And why wouldn't they come here? This is credit to Rick Adams of ABC 7 locally here in Sarasota. Ricky Adams writes, with Thanksgiving right around the corner, the AAA says that 10% fewer people will be traveling this holiday season compared to last year, and 50% fewer people flying. What? 50% fewer people flying. If you do fly, there are some things you need to know before you get in the airport and on the plane. There you go. Rick Adams from ABC 7 also wants to keep you in the know. And this is a quote. Just know before you go there that there are restrictions in different states depending on where you are going, and that can require you to quarantine after you go. Are you kidding me, man? I'm going to cancel my main trip, man. This is it. This is too much negativity, man. This is what they want. This is fucking socialism at its best, baby. President-elect Joe Biden, your 46th president. I don't care what recount Trump's waiting for. You're going to have to concede, buddy. Go out with dignity and run in 2024 and piss them all off. This is unbelievable, man. They're pissing on my damn vacation here. I'm going to have to cancel this, man. I'm calling American in orbit right away. Just know before you go, they could be quarantining my ass. I could be stuck in damn Maine, man. Who listens to the Maine in the show? Anybody? Maine, you out there? Guess what, Maine? I'm not going. I'm canceling out, man. I ain't going to be stuck in your direct damn Joe Biden voted damn state, all right? I heard your governor's a damn whack job anyway. Okay, we're gonna Google who the governor of damn Maine is, man. I heard she's a damn she's like that. Just know before you go. Let me see. And what else, man? For people flying into Florida, there isn't a quarantine. That's right, man. We don't want to leave people in prisoners, man. We welcome everybody. Open arms here, man. There's no quarantine in Florida or other restrictions in place. SRQ's president and CEO, Rick Piccoli, that's it. Lock it up, Ricky. Says that with all the precautions from mask wearing to social distancing, right now is a good time to fly. Lock it up. Piccolo says to you can fly out of SRQ or fly into it. Little Ricky, their CEO of the SRQ, president and CEO, man. Rick Piccolo, man. We should get him on the show. Between airports, he does the bugle button so much. Between airports and airlines, there are a lot of safety measures in place. Probably makes it safer for flying, going both through the airport and on the aircraft. Then when you go to the grocery store, says Piccolo. There you go, man. That's my boy there, Piccolo. Tell him, baby. When you go to the grocery store, we have everything from sanitizer stations, sneeze shields, queuing markers, temperature check machine. Log it up, man. Piccolo's got it all. We got it all in SRQ, man. That's why my show is called the SRQ Talk Show, baby. Between airports and, let me see, one Venice resident. Here we go. One, Karen, probably. One Venice resident, ABC7, caught up with, was flying to Philadelphia for the holidays. He says that he doesn't know what to expect when he lands there, but he is excited to be getting away. Lock it up, man. He's happy to damn leave Venice for Philly. That's I'm not worried, he says. I've flown over the last month and they're safe, said Sam. Well, I don't want to butcher the guy's damn name. Sciarrata, there you go. Lock it up, Sammy. Sam Sciarrata. Happy to leave Venice to go to damn Philadelphia. The planes are clean and it's fast, and there aren't too many people in the airport. Lock it up, man. They're keeping you in the know, like your boy Roy here is. We have about 10 minutes left on this segment. I do encourage you to stay with the show. We're going all sports. We're going a damn hour today. Whole sports on the next 30 minutes. We got Thursday night football in America today, baby. Or is that Sundays that they say that? We got a Thursday night football game and a college football game where we've been on fire, fuego, some would say. And let me see. Oh, did I announce our 14th city in Florida? Damn, Punta Gorda, baby. Oh, wait up. Isn't it Punta Gorda? No, the Spain ruled this and said Punta Gorda. That's fat tip to you, bitch. Latin version, Punta Gorda is locking it up, man. Good morning to you. Who's this whack job? Whatever. Yeah, who did I turn it? It's probably, it wasn't a radio accident because you're over 3%. We only do cities if they're over 3%. If you're direct of 1%, you're not making my top 14, but Punta Gorda, then it's Punta Gorda. Whatever. Why does he keep saying Punta, you Punta? There you go, man. All right. Roy does what he wants here. When the numbers are off the chain and Punta Gorda or Punta Gorda is tuning in, that's just a 14th city just within Florida, man. We are damn blowing up, man. I know you can get your news everywhere, but you choose here to get it, and you can listen to it on your own time with the podcast, man. That's the good thing about it. Bad thing is that we can't take any calls. Remember, we kind of mentioned, and if you do ever want to archive any of the shows, you can always go to our website, srqtalk.com, and there's a whole list. There's a whole season one of 37 Dan episodes, and we're broadcasting live today on November 19, 2020, our little Friday. You know it as Thursday on your calendar, but this is our season two, episode 26. Log it up. Remember we told you that Royal Caribbean was looking for a couple of lab rats? Yeah, we said that about three shows ago. Guess how many people opted in? 100 grand. 100,000 people volunteer for the Royal Caribbean test cruises. Royal Caribbean International President and CEO Michael Bailey announced on Tuesday that 100,000 people have volunteered to test out COVID-19 protocols before the cruise line restarts its operation. This is a quote there from Bailey. We can't wait to start this next phase with you all, Bailey said in a post that he wrote on his official Facebook page. It has been so gratifying to receive literally thousands of emails and calls offering to volunteer. Lock it up, man. People want to get out, man. People don't give a crap about this. A lot of people really don't. Cruise lines operating in American waters are required by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to run simulated voyages with volunteer guests before recommencing sailing amid the coronavirus pandemic. Volunteers must acknowledge in writing that they risk contacting COVID-19. Yeah, we know. Last week, Royal Caribbean told ABC News it was encouraged by the huge interest in its trial cruises, but that dates are not yet have been set. There you go, man. 100,000 people willing to be little lab routes for Royal Caribbean for a free cruise. Hey, man. I don't know. I don't know if I would do it just like the vaccine. Yep. Don't think so, buddy. Sarasota Memorial, just to wrap it up here on local news, Sarasota Memorial Hospital sees an increase in COVID-19. All right, man. I think that's enough bad news for the day. Let's take a quick look. Is it a long, boring damn story? It's not. Let me keep you in the know, because that's what we do here. We're not here has-been comedians trying to be funny on a damn radio AM show or on an FM show where they claim to be number one, but there's no damn competition. To me, the Mac Daddy one is Orlando from the whatever show in the morning. That's the guy that's Mac Daddy to me, man. Sarasota Memorial Hospital officials say that they have seen an increase in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations over the past few weeks. As of Wednesday, Sarasota Memorial Hospital had 33 COVID-19 patients and 11 COVID-19. What the hell? As of Wednesday, Sarasota Memorial Hospital had 53 COVID-19 patients and 11 COVID-19 patients who were in the ICU. Sarasota Memorial Hospital's president and CEO, David Verinda, okay, said that he could be many reasons why they are seeing more cases. Those reasons include the colder weather, sending more people indoors, people not wearing face masks, and going out more, plus snowboard season starting in the Sun Coast. That's all according to the CEO of Sarasota Memorial, Mac Daddy David Verinda. With Thanksgiving just 1 week away, Verinda reminds people to be careful this year. We're all going to have to make sure to take care of our families, make sure that we don't become a super spreader. Damn, lock it up. I like that one. Don't become a damn super spreader, man. Make sure that we practice discipline within our own households. Listen to the CDC guidelines. Listen to the leaders and are telling you how to prepare and how to celebrate the holiday. And let's make sure. No, you know what? No, the buck stops there, friend. You're not going to tell me how to celebrate my holiday, man. These socialist pigs, that's what they want to do, man. Control your life. Yeah, you know what, Veranda? We're gonna dump your story, man, on the SRQ Talk Show, because I'm running out of time here. I got sports to talk about. I'm at the damn 56%, okay? Nothing to write home about, but I got locks to give. We got a sports show to do next, so I do encourage everybody to stay with me. Thanks again to the Siesta Key Frog Hop. Do yourself a favor. If you're out there in America's number one beach, Siesta Key Island, you call 844-FROG-HOP. It's a 15-passenger open trolley free service. All you do is tip the driver, 844-FROG-HOP. Thank you for sponsoring the first part of the show. There is no more from this side. Definitely stay with the program, because next, all 30 minutes of sports. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Yes, we are back, and thank you for rejoining the show. This is your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk, with the SRQ Sports Show Edition. We go a half hour, all top local news in the front of the show, the first 30 minutes, and we went through all that damn trek, man. I barely got through it, man. It's just a beautiful day. I woke up to 59 degrees, little chilly willy here in Sarasota, Florida, where we broadcast live Monday through Friday for 1 hour. And like I aforementioned, this is the 30 minutes of SRQ Sports Show, man, with your boy Roy. What's up? It's a beautiful, beautiful November morning here in Sarasota, and I hope you're enjoying it as well. It'd be remiss. Hey, 62% of women listen to the SRQ talk show, man, along with 12 countries. Well, 11, and of course, the damn US of A. Well, we had a great sports day yesterday. Let's go to the scores, because we had three collegiate football games yesterday that we've been hot, and we've been blessed with these Tuesday and Wednesday because of the damn COVID cooties. You know, games have been rescheduled and stuff like that. And last night, we should have went 3-for-3, but we went 2 out of 3, baby. But that jumps us up to 56%. We're socially accepted in the gambling circle and in the gambling world. They do have to say good morning and good afternoon to us, at least acknowledge our presence, because anything over 55%, like your boy reported, man, socially acceptable. And we're going to get right to the games, because and of course, this whole college thing started on Tuesday, where we blew up and went 2-0. Yesterday's games were very interesting. I told you it was going to be a damn cat fight in Toledo and Eastern Michigan, man, and it sure was. But you know, the Ohio people are amped up here, straight out of Columbus, and they're about they're a huge audience for me. Within the country of the U.S. here, Ohio locking it up, baby. And Toledo is located in Ohio. And you know that Eastern Michigan just hates them like poison, man. It's always a cat fight with these two. I knew it would be, but guess what? Your boy Roy laid the 7. That's how confident I was with my damn people out there in Toledo, Ohio, man. They took care of business. 45-28. It was a little close at the beginning, but that's what college games do to you. Keep you tuned in, man. And then, of course, this is the second time in a row, and this was definitely going to be a damn cat fight. This was Western Michigan and Central Michigan. You know, the fights within the family are always Mac. Western Michigan was only a 1.5-point favorite over Central Michigan. They both went into this game 2-0 last night. And guess who prevails? The one your boy Roy said it was a lock, baby. Western Michigan, we laid 1.5. They won a thriller, 52-44 to Central Michigan. And I got to give the kids in Central Michigan some credit there. They did battle all day with Western Michigan. But Western Michigan is the real deal there. 52-44, they took care of business. And our only loss, we had the over-under at 59. And this is the second time, the damn David Letterman's Ball State involved game, that we lose and keeps us from going undefeated, because Ball State did beat Northern Illinois just like they won last week, but they don't damn cover. And guess what? We don't like teams that don't cover on the SRQ Sports Show. Ball State won 31-25. But obviously, if you do the math there, 31 plus 25 is damn 56, man. Not good enough for us over there. Damn, not good enough. We had it at over 59, and there's no – well, I guess we should have known that the game was going under, because if we read between the lines like we've been doing here, just that we don't usually take our own advice, unfortunately, man. I should listen to myself more often. I expect you guys to listen to me. And 62, it was 62.5, and it dropped down to 59.5 by game time. It went to 60, and then right before game time, dropped back to 59.5. We had gotten it at 59 when we were broadcasting yesterday afternoon. Because this is season 2, episode 26 of this damn Blow Up podcast, fresh, new, local, and worldwide, with 11 countries, 12 with the United States. He hits the bugle button so much. Whatever. And Ball State again. Yep, David Letterman's Ball State, man. They win. For them, they go to 2-1 in Northern Illinois. You're just direct, man. 0-3 Northern Illinois. But they got some fight in them, the Northern Illinoisans. They really do. Is Illinois one of our states? No, it's not.
Whatever.
Send that Michigan Western Michigan. But anyway, we have games on the docket today. So your boy Roy now is, what's the record? 43-35 or 56%. Back in the red, or I should say more, we're back in the black there, profiting here. So if you have gone against me, just like Jersey, you don't have to opt out of the show. Just if I'm so bad and so vomit inducing, like you say I am, and I'm not good enough to hang out with you guys at 56% because you're like a damn cousin Benny or something is a higher percentage. You go hang out with him. You can bet against me. You'd be losing money right now. Because, I mean, 43-35, that's 8 games over 500, man. That ain't that bad. I wouldn't say that's Drek or anything. Let's see on today's games because we got the damn NFL playing on Thursday night edition. And it's a woozy, man. It's that damn electric Mac Daddy quarterback of Kyle Murray of the Arizona Cardinals, baby, going up against my third most listened to audience in the whole damn United States is that state of Washington. Did he say D.C.? No, not D.C.
Whatever.
It's damn Washington, the Emerald City of Seattle, home of Russell, baby. Russell's the best quarterback out there, man. He really is. Let's go to the NFL action today. Today's games. Yeah, Russell Wilson, man. He is the real deal, that guy. If you've archived or been listening to any of the previous episodes, you know that we're major fans of Russell Wilson, and that's why Washington is the third most listened state and city of Seattle, because it's straight out of Seattle. There's nothing, no other city in Washington other than Seattle that listens to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk, Season 2, Episode 26, Little Friday. We call it, you know it as Thursday here. We call it Little Friday. Why? Because we do what the hell we want to do. We broke the shackles back in May. Keep telling you that. But what a beautiful day here. 59 degrees. Right now it's about 64 with a little bit of a breeze, man. And it's really nice. All right, so what do we got? We got the NFL action today. Like the four mentioned there, Cardinals. And I'll tell you, Kyle Murray, super electric. But this is where Vegas gets you. How does Vegas get us, Roy? Well, everybody saw that Mac Daddy Hail Mary to Hopkins, and they saw him against the let me tell you something. Kyle Murray against the Dolphins, when the damn hottest team in the NFL right now, my Miami Dolphins, with 5 wins in a row, with damn Tua that we have a man crush on, just like Joe Burrow out there in the Bengals. And the Bengals are an underdog this week, man. We're going to go into on our Friday show that you'll tune in tomorrow. Season 27, it's all Football Friday fantasy, big fantasy week for me too, man. I ended up getting the kid Ahmad from the Dolphins, baby, number 26, amped up off the practice squad. Why that kid was in the practice squad is beyond me, man, but oh well, you know, they eventually get their shot, and right now, Ahmad, baby, he is hot going in, man. He had like 80 yards on 14 carries or something like that. We can always go back and check that out. But let me see some of the percentages here on tonight's game. Like against the money line, I'm showing, according to scoresandodds.com, the money line against Arizona and Seattle, Arizona usually prevails there, only 54%, okay? Only 54%, which is not that good. That's almost like a little bit. So it could go either way there on the money line, because the game is a toss up. Arizona brings it, man, at 6-3. Even though they lost to my Dolphins, they made it very exciting, and they could have won that game, but their kicker missed the damn field goal at the end there. But the Seahawks, now the Seahawks have been losing again. Here's where they damn it, I must have eaten some. The Seahawks, are coming in at 6-3, but they're a very good damn 6-3 team, man. And they're at home. You know, it's the it won't be the 12th man now. I don't think they're allowing fans like the damn Dolphins are. Dolphins are allowing, I don't know, maybe 50% of the fans to go to the games. It looks empty on every Dolphin game anyway, but not no more, man. We're 6-3 too. We're like the Seahawks. But the Seahawks, let me see, the spread, Arizona usually covers 57% of the time, keeping you in the know, your boy Roy, SRQ Sports Show. And the over-under, 61% of these games go over. And this is taken by scoresandodds.com. I mean, you can believe them or not. It is their stats, their sample size for you. And the line today, it started at Seattle favorite 5.5. You got to be kidding me, man. There's no way we're laying 5.5 to the kid Murray. However, both 6-3 teams, divisional game. This is going to be a damn cat fight for sure, man. This is going to be a badass game. Over-under has stayed pretty much steady. It did open up at 56.5. It's gone to 57, and it currently lays at 57. So over under 57, but remember the little nugget your boy Roy just gave you, that the over in these games usually come through 61% of the time the game goes over. On this game, I think it's a bait, and I think the 57 is a little fat. Maybe I'm going to be wrong. Maybe it's going to be a 32-31 game like the Cardinals have been involved in. You know the Seahawks can put up points. They are hurting at running back, but the Cardinals also lost a very important guard on their team. I think his name is Peters or something. So that's a little nugget for you also. So Kyle Murray is going to be running around all day, man. They're going to be chasing him. There's going to be a lot of sacks in this game. So I think the 57's fat. In fact, if I didn't want to root for a boring game, I'd go under. But the lock of the day here, I'm going all day Seattle Seahawks, man. And it's no coincidence, and I'm not just doing that because Washington and Seattle is one of my large audiences there. And by the way, good morning to you, Seattle. Seattle's laying 2.5, and people are going to take that 2.5 all day with Arizona. They're going to think that Arizona, and let me tell you, Arizona hasn't made it until they beat the damn Seahawks. And I'd be surprised. And I'll tell you what, if Arizona ends up winning this game against Seattle, they have arrived, okay? And that's your boy Roy telling you here on the SRQ Sports Show, where we broadcast live for 1 hour a day. You have no problem finding the show, but we do broadcast from the Anchor Podcast. You can find us there, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalayas, Listen Notes. Do you get the point that we're everywhere? That's right. And you can always go to any search engine, Google, Yahoo, Bing, AOL, any of the search engines. You put in SRQ Talk Show, and your boy Roy is going to dominate that damn page, man. New, fresh, local, worldwide with 11 countries, 12 with the United States, and blowing up in Florida. And good afternoon, the newest member of the SRQ talk show here with your boy Roy's fan club is Punta Gorda. You know it as Punta Gorda. I know it as Punta Gorda. Fat point, baby, for you not in the know. So, why isn't Roy going over there, man? I just think the 57's bait. We're going with Seattle Seahawks is your lock of the day here. SRQ Talk, Little Friday. You know it as Thursday, November 19, 2020. And that is the lock. And we are, 43-35, 56%. Looking to push that number up. That percentage is up. And we did say we had a college football game today, and we do. It's damn Tulane against Tulsa. Can't ask for a better game. We're halfway through this segment of the show, only because your time flies with your boy Roy. Drop me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. Go and or let your voice be heard, and I'll make you SRQ Talk famous. You go to our website, srqtalk.com, hit the message button, and you're damn off to the races. A pro game today in the NFL and a collegiate game. Tulane at 5-4 visits Tulsa at 4-1. This line opened up Tulsa favorite 4.5 and the over under 55.5. Currently it stands Tulsa minus 5.5 and the over under is at 54.5. This is easy peasy to me, baby. Oklahoma, where are you? Okay. Tulsa, baby, all day here. That's your lock of the day. Your boy's calling it. Lay the 5.5 against. Give it to Tulane. Tulsa's going to prevail by a touchdown or more. They might win this game by 10. Over under, I have no damn opinion on it. To me, it's probably going to be, 54. These teams are more defensive, I believe. But regardless of all that, Tulsa laying 5.5, your lock of the day, your second one. The first one, where do we go? We went damn Seattle, laying 2.5 to that fantastic dynamic quarterback at Arizona, Kyler Murray, man. That guy is super McDaddy, but he doesn't have one of his offensive tackles there in Peters. He's out. So I think Seattle wins this game. I don't think Arizona. If Arizona wins this game, they have arrived, okay? And then they're for real. But they got, this is the hump. This is their pimple on their ass, okay? Arizona, this is the team that they have to overcome. And I'm looking forward to it today to see them do that. But not on my dollar, baby. I'm going Seattle. For the love of the SRQ Talk Show, where they're listening in record numbers in the Emerald City of State of Washington, there, Seattle. Not being biased on this one, okay?
Whatever.
But, you know, it's just a coincidence that I'm going Seattle because they're listening. Hey, they're not listening in Oklahoma. I don't even have them as one of my 14 states, man. One of my states here in the United States that listen to me. Oklahoma, nowhere to be found, man. Tulsa, even less. But today, it's being found here on the SRQ Talk Show because your boy Roy's telling you to lay 5.5 against Tulane. There you go, man. Today's segment of the show sponsored to you by that cool online t-shirt company local here in Sarasota, srqtshirts.com. They sponsor the second half of the show here, and we encourage you to go give their website a little look-see there, www.srqtshirts.com. Go ahead and scroll their wonderful statement t-shirts there. You might come across one that you like, and if you do, you proceed to check out in the promo code. When they ask you if you got a promo code, you say, yeah, damn straight I do. My boy Roy hooked it up. He told me to put in SRQ Talk, and you receive 10% off. Compliments of your boy here, SRQ Talk. Go give them a visit, srqtshirts.com. When they support us, we support them. Is there any other collegiate game that we're overlooking here? No, we're not. We got Tulsa. We're all in on Tulsa Lane, 5.5 against Tulane. Your second lock of the day is in the NFL. Don't take the bait on Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. It's all about Seattle laying. Seattle's going to be what? We're going to lay 2.5 against, even though everything says that we should go over, your boy's telling you not to take that bait either. I don't care if 61% of the games usually go over. 57 sounds a little high to me, given way too much credit and expectations on this game. I think this game slows up a little bit. It's not going to be as fast-paced as everybody says. Kyler Murray's going to be running for his damn life all day. He might rush 20 times for 100 yards because he's going to be running, man. But the kid's electric. Don't get me wrong. I do believe that this is the game that the Arizona Cardinals need to win to elevate their franchise over the Seattle Seahawks that have dominated that division for quite a while, and take advantage that the 49ers are injured and they're horrible too, man. George Kittle not there. Forget it. Garoppolo not there. There's no Mozart there, man. They're done. They're like Niners, man. They always get – they're jinxed or something, man, because they're always known for injuries, at big expectations, and just big disappointment at the end. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. It was Season 2, Episode 26, guys, and I do appreciate everybody tuning in. Like I said, contact me, man. You can't by phone, so do it by email, srqtalk@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail at srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. There is no more. We're going to wrap it up on a little Thursday here. I'm sorry, a little Friday that we know it as, and you know it as Thursday there, guys. As you can see, it's the end of the show, and it's the end of your boy, Roy. Until we meet again, tomorrow's All Football Friday show, guys, all I ask you ever to do is to go ahead and go be nice to somebody. It's your boy, Roy, signing off. SRQ Talk.